This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's foreign minister, in a letter to the UN Security Council, says the U.S. has no right to demand the restoration of U.N. sanctions against Iran. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Mohammad Javad Zarif said the U.S. lost the right to make demands in 2018 when it withdrew from the nuclear deal between Iran and major world powers. He also said America's unilateral pullout violated a UN resolution that required signatories to avoid any damage to the deal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo officially informed the UN it is demanding the restoration of all UN sanctions on Iran, but allies and opponents declared the US action illegal and doomed to failure. Pompeo insisted the US has a legal right to snap back UN sanctions. I'm Zaria Shakli.
There are first questions about how the U.S. Postal Service will ensure that ballots mailed before the November election arrive on time after the Postmaster General Louis DeJoy testified before a U.S. Senate panel. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Louis DeJoy tells a Senate panel the Postal Service is fully capable of delivering the nation's election mail.
This sacred duty is my number one priority between now and election day.
But he could not give lawmakers a detailed plan yet for how that will happen. DeJoy says he was unaware of blue collection boxes and mail sorting equipment being removed.
I was made aware when everybody else was made aware.
And says there are zero plans to restore them. Democrats warn DeJoy's cost-cutting initiatives are threatening the election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The world will soon hit the grim milestone of 800,000 deaths related to COVID-19. United States has nearly a quarter of the deaths, with Brazil not far behind that. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A new analysis suggests the number of lives lost to the coronavirus in the United States is significantly higher than the official toll. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The analysis of government data by the Associated Press and the Marshall Project finds the number of deaths during the first 7 months of the year was as many as 215,000 above what might have been expected in a more typical year. Public health authorities have long said some coronavirus deaths, especially early on, were mistakenly attributed to other causes, and the crisis may have led indirectly to the loss of many other lives by preventing or discouraging people with other serious ailments from seeking treatment. Ben Thomas, Washington.
South Korea started talks with China's top diplomat Saturday, the first visit by a high-level Beijing official since the new coronavirus emerged in China late last year. The talks come after the COVID-19 had undercut bilateral exchanges and stalled denuclearization negotiations involving North Korea. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, reported 13 new coronavirus deaths in the 24 hours to Saturday morning, while new infections in the hotspot state remained below 200 for the second consecutive day. Other than NVID, Victoria, which accounts for over 80% of the country's COVID-19 deaths due to a second wave of infections, Australia has largely avoided the high casualty numbers of many nations, with just under 24,500 infections and 472 deaths. A hospital in Berlin has confirmed that it has admitted gravely ill Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Navalny was earlier airlifted out of Russia to receive medical care after his political allies accused the Russian authorities of trying to stop his evacuation. The 44-year-old, a longtime opponent of President Vladimir Putin and a campaigner against corruption, collapsed on a plane Thursday after drinking tea that his allies believe was laced with poison. German doctors flew in to evacuate Navalny at the request of his wife and allies, who said they feared authorities might try to cover up clues or to how he fell ill and that the hospital treating him was badly equipped. The mayor of the U.S. city of Seattle, Washington, Jenny Durkin, says that she will veto city council-approved proposals that included reducing the police department by as many as 100 officers through layoffs and attrition. Council last week made proposals that cut less than $4 million of the department's $400 million annual budget this year. Those measures were supported by demonstrators who have marched in the city following the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.